Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words of getting Donald Trump out of our hair for good. That's right, our long national nightmare could be over. And yeah, throughout this campaign, we've heard that refrain a couple of hundred times already, but this time, the aerodynamically coiffed real estate developer may actually have gone too far, even for him, which apparently is light years far. A series of recent missteps may have just jumped the shark, or broke his hair scaffold, or inadvertently fired himself. Whatever is a bad thing for him. In response to MSNBC's Chris Matthews' question about outlawing abortion, Trump said that women seeking them should be punished. And then both the pro-choice and anti-choice movements lambasted him faster than greased beach balls filled with sand sliding down a ski jump. See, he does bring people together. He is a uniter, not a divider or a multiplier. Amazing how often and consistently Mr. Trump continues to upset women. Someone on his staff needs to remind him that they can vote too now. And that person should probably be somebody other than campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. Right now, Trump's approval rating amongst America's Y-chromosome-challenged citizenry is right below hot coals in your genitals and slightly above knitting needles in your ears. His competing candidates attacked his suggestion, but they're trotting a fine line here because the Republicans are the party responsible for adding more and more restrictions to women's health care. And prosecuting them is a logical extension of incremental legislation until they reach the ultimate goal of instituting a 9-month waiting period. Trump isn't ruining the GOP. He's lifting the rocks they're hiding under. Question is, could this major gaffe precipitate the meltdown we've all been waiting for? Or is the Donald truly nothing but a cockroach, able to survive anything, including a nuclear war on women? It would certainly explain the hard protective shell masquerading as his hair. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.